Role of atorvastatin in anti-diabetes management.
Introduction.
The South Asian population is known to be at risk of atherosclerosis, even though the subject does not have the clinical evidence of coronary artery disease, that is CAD. Atorvastatin is known for its cholesterol-lowering and cardioprotective effects. In India, population is vast and there is heterogeneity of origin or race, geography and habit, socioeconomic status, dietary habits, methods of cooking and preservation, and use of pesticides. These factors, along with known variables like age, sex, etc., influence lipid profile of individuals. In a study with 3,000 patients, CAD occurred in 50% with cholesterol level of 152 mg/cent, and in 5% even if the cholesterol level was below 140 mg/cent. The significant finding was elevated triglycerides, which was greater than 196 mg/cent, and low high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is HDLC, which was less than 39 mg/cent. The lipid profile in Indians may appear benign, but the high triglycerides and low HDLC levels actually increase the rate of CAD. Persons with high low-density lipoprotein, that is LDL, high triglyceride and low high-density lipoprotein, that is HDL, have a threefold higher rate of CAD. Diabetes mellitus is defined as a syndrome characterized by chronic hypoglycemia and disturbances of carbohydrate, fat, and protein metabolism associated with absolute or relative deficiencies in insulin secretion and or insulin action. The hyperinsulinemic insulin-resistant state is a metabolic condition linked to such widespread and heterogeneous clinical syndromes as hypertension, obesity, type 2 diabetes, etc. About 25% of the non-diabetic population show abnormalities of insulin sensitivity and compensatory hyperinsulinemia. Considering the magnitude and severity of hyperinsulin anemic insulin resistant state, pharmaceutical measures are initiated early in an Indian, and common drug to be used in hypertension and dyslipidemia are beta blockers and statins. As hypertension is mainly asymptomatic, it acts as a silent killer. Even in advanced countries like USA, 30% of individuals are unaware of their hypertension. Other 40% do not like to be treated, and 67% do not bother about the blood pressure, that is BP values, which remain above 140/90. About 10-15% of Indian adults receive regular antihypertensive treatment. Risk of hypertension, particularly systolic blood pressure, that is SBP, increases with advancing age, and about 50% of 60-69-year-old are affected. The value becomes 75% in 70 years and above age range. Vasan et al. Reported that lifetime risk of hypertension is 90% for normotensive men and women at 55 or 65 years of age and who survive up to 80 to 85 years. Reduction of SBP, which continues throughout life, reduces total mortality, cardiovascular mortality, stroke and heart failure events. Diastolic blood pressure, that is DBP, is more potent cardiovascular risk factor than SBP before 50 years of age, and afterwards SBP is more important. In the antihypertensive and lipid-lowering treatment to prevent heart attack trial, that is ALLHAT, and controlled onset Verapamil investigation of cardiovascular endpoints, that is CONVINCE trial, it is found SBP control rate is less than DBP control rate. Physicians' ignorance may be a factor in poor control of SBP. While body mass index in Indians was not higher, they had a significantly higher waist-hip ratio, indicating that although Indians have no more general obesity than the others, they tend to put it on centrally or abdominally. They also had more hyperinsulinemia, glucose intolerance and increased plasma activator inhibitor 1, that is PAI-1. Regarding the antioxidants, Indians had a lower level of plasma vitamin C and selenium. These factors could be due to food habits, especially prolonged cooking at high temperatures and cooking with omega-6 oils as the main oil medium, with a myth to reduce cholesterol level and a more vegetarian diet. Average Indian diabetic and CAD patients were younger. India is facing a diabetic explosion. It has the world's largest diabetic population, about 25 million, and the number is predicted to rise to 35 million by 2010 and to 57 million by 2025. The exact cause of the increase in prevalence of type 2 diabetes is unknown, and both genetic and lifestyle factors are being blamed. Rural India is urbanizing rapidly. A sample study of Medavakkam town near Chennai, which was a village a decade ago, showed that the prevalence of diabetes rose from 2.4% to 5% within 5 years of urbanization. The Chennai Urban Population Study, that is CUPS, records in 1997 showed 12% prevalence of diabetes in the Chennai population, which was 70% higher compared to what was reported 14 years ago. The Chennai Urban Rural Epidemiology Study, that is CURES, which sampled 26,001 persons, recorded a prevalence of 16% diabetic. This rising trend puts a significant health burden due to diabetes in India. The urbanization tendency of rural India puts the incidence of diabetes with all its complications and mortality on the rise. For every 1 percentage point drop in glycolated hemoglobin, that is A1C, example, from 9% to 8%, there was a 35% reduction in the risk for diabetes-related complications and also a reduction in risk of fatal and non-fatal heart attacks by 18%. Rural India lacks development in different sectors of health service infrastructures. Food-based control to different diseases can serve as an alternative, particularly if it's economically and socio-culturally viable and acceptable. The diet taken by rural people is diabetogenic in nature. Urban diet composition varies with income. Diet has a substantial role to play in dyslipidemia, hypertension and type 2 diabetes. Hence, a uniformity of dietary pattern is required in any study involving a cross-section of the Indian population. The present study deals with an anti-diabetic effects of atorvastatin in a closed campus community of Indian Institute of Technology at Kharagpur, which comes in rural Kharagpur location. In this study, 22 dyslipidemic and hypertensive patients receiving atorvastatin of 10 mg per day and atenolol 50 mg per day for more than 3 months at B.C. Roy Technology Hospital of IIT are chosen as volunteers and are compared with another group of 22 hypertensive patients receiving atenolol only. Uniform diet pattern is prescribed to all of them for the next 3 months. Materials and methods. Selection of volunteers. 64 patients are screened for the study from a random population of 90 hypertensive patients receiving atenolol as anti-hypertensive measures from the B.C. Roy Technology Hospital of IIT Kharagpur by a random selection process from which 44 patients were considered based on patient compliance, intelligence to understanding dietary prescriptions and directions and whether free from any other disease on initial medical testing. Naturally, the volunteers are not receiving any drugs other than mentioned and not suffer from any diseases within the study period. Written consent for the study as per protocol and institute ethical clearance is obtained. The patients were divided into two groups of 22 patients each by random selection process. The experimental group receiving atenolol and atorvastatin and the control group receiving atenolol only. The duration of the study. The study duration was for 3 months. Anthropometrical, clinical and biochemical characters of volunteers. Anthropometrical, clinical and biochemical characters of volunteers are shown in table / figure 1. Clinically, both the groups show no abnormality other than hypertension in both groups along with dyslipidemia in the experimental group. Different biochemical and clinical parameters like liver function test, that is LFT, total leukocyte count, that is TLC, different leukocyte count, that is DLC, blood, urea, creatinine, total proteins, serum electrolytes, urine tests, electrocardiograph, x-ray of the chest, etc. are almost identical and within the normal range in both the groups. Collection of blood samples. 12 hours fasting values are taken initially and at monthly intervals of 3 months. Measurement of total cholesterol, that is TC, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, that is HDLC, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, that is LDLC, very low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, that is VLDLC,
triglycerides, that is TG, and fasting blood sugar, FBS, is done by standard methods as depicted by Boehringer Menin and by reagents supplied to meet the standard quality at monthly intervals by an indwelling catheter placed in the anticubital vein. Serum insulin level is measured by radioimmunoassay by Spandan Diagnostics.
Statistical methods. For calculation of t-statistic and p-values, standard SPSS package is used. The statistical analysis is done based on paired t-test and p-value is calculated using paired t-statistic. The normality of the parent population from which the data have been collected is not tested, but since the sample size is 44, which could be considered to be large, t-statistic is used, the validity of which is justified through central limit theorem. The results. The table / figure 2 shows values of blood parameters of 22 volunteers who are receiving atenolol and atorvastatin in comparison with 22 volunteers who are receiving atenolol only. It is found that in the group receiving atenolol and atorvastatin, that is the experimental group, TC is reduced from initial values of 282 plus or minus 18 mg per deciliter to 271 plus or minus 16 mg per deciliter, p is equal to 0.5. HDL-C increased from 48 plus or minus 5 mg per deciliter to 50 plus or minus 7 mg per deciliter. Here the p is equal to 0.04. LDL-C reduced from 195 plus or minus 11 mg per deciliter to 182 plus or minus 21 mg per deciliter. P is equal to 0.05. VLDL-C, TG values remain almost the same and changes are statistically significant. FBS values changed from initial 105 plus or minus 17 mg per deciliter to 100 plus or minus 6 mg per deciliter. P is equal to 0.04. The table / figure 2 also shows values of blood parameters of 12 volunteers who are receiving atenolol only, which is the control group. It is also observed that TC is from initial values of 202 plus or minus 12 mg per deciliter to 200 plus or minus 16 mg per deciliter. HDL-C changes from 42 plus or minus 5 mg per deciliter to 43 plus or minus 7 mg per deciliter. LDL-C changes from 139 plus or minus 12 mg per deciliter to 140 plus or minus 21 mg per deciliter. VLDL-C, TG and FPS values remain almost the same and all the value changes are statistically insignificant. Table / figure 3 shows serum insulin and homeostasis model assessment of insulin resistance values of different groups in order to determine insulin sensitivity. It is observed that in the experimental group, serum insulin value initially is 32 plus or minus 3 mu u per ml and finally is 29 plus or minus 3 mu u per ml. P is equal to 0.03, and in the control group, the serum insulin value initially was 31 plus or minus 2 mu u per ml, and finally it is 31 plus or minus 2 mu u per ml. The HOMA2 values, that is insulin resistance of IR, the two groups of patients shows that in the experimental group, it was 4.2 plus or minus 0.5 initially and 3.7 plus or minus 0.4 after 3 months, and in the control group, it was 4.2 plus or minus 0.3 initially and 4.2 plus or minus 0.2 finally, showing an increase in insulin sensitivity by atorvastatin. The discussion. The exact cause of increase in insulin sensitivity by atorvastatin is unknown. It thus corroborates the findings. The study shows that atorvastatin increases insulin sensitivity in normal subjects. It thus corroborates the findings of Parhofer et al., who found that though uncertain short-term statin therapy can affect insulin sensitivity in patients with insulin resistance syndrome, compared and placebo treatment with atorvastatin, that is 10 mg per day, resulted in significant reductions in the HOMA index, that is minus 21%, fasting C-peptides minus 18%, and glucose, as well as borderline reduction of insulin. In addition,
significant reductions in the total and LDL cholesterol concentrations were observed in the atorvastatin group. Some subjects with a better lipid profile and more normal baseline parameters responded less. Thus, the team concludes that patients with more pronounced metabolic syndrome would benefit more than those with less pronounced changes, and the present study thus is contrary to the study of Paroffer et al. Okajima et al. Suggests that statins could have some impact on insulin action, and to estimate the direct effect of statins on insulin secretion from pancreatic beta cells, MIN6 cells were treated with pravastatin, simvastatin or atorvastatin. Basal insulin secretion at low glucose concentration was unexpectedly increased at very high doses of simvastatin or atorvastatin after 24 and 48 hours of incubation, though insulin secretion at high glucose was not significantly changed, and thus net glucose-stimulated insulin secretion was apparently decreased by these lipophilic statins. Atorvastatin is frequently administered for the treatment of hypercholesterolemia associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus. However, a marked deterioration of glycemic control has been reported in some patients treated with atorvastatin. Takano et al. Suggested a predisposition to a deterioration of glycemic control in type 2 diabetic patients treated with atorvastatin, and thus are against the evidence gained by the present study. Prasad et al. Hypothesized that statins influence the development of new onset diabetes mellitus in renal transplant recipients. Yoshitomi et al. Assessed the relationship between IR and the changes of lipid profile in patients with hyperlipidemia treated by atorvastatin. The IR did not affect the degree of reduction in cholesterol by atorvastatin in non-diabetic subjects. The IR may influence hyperglycidemia greater than the effect of atorvastatin in non-diabetic subjects. It has been suggested that HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, that is statins, may reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes mellitus. Yi et al. Designed to evaluate whether the use of statins would also delay progression to insulin therapy. After multivariate adjustment, however, statin use was associated within a 10-month delay before newly treated diabetic subjects needed to start insulin treatment. Whether this relationship exists for patients at high risk of developing diabetes should be examined in a randomized trial in order to evaluate a hypothesized protective effect of the use of HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, that is statins, on the development of type 2 diabetes. Jick and Bradbury conducted a nested case-control study based on data from the UK-based General Practice Research Database. There was little evidence for a duration effect for simvastatin in these data, though there is a slight suggestion of a long-term protective effect with pravastatin. The study results are most consistent with the conclusion that there is little, if any, protective effect of statins on the development of type 2 diabetes. Omura et al. Report a patient in whom the administration of HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors might have triggered the onset and worsening of diabetes, and concluded that statin does not seem to have critical adverse effect on glucose tolerance, but it may uncommonly modify the natural course of the development of diabetes in certain patients. Our data suggests that statins have a generalized anti-diabetic role even in a section of normal patients. Statins reduce the magnitude of hyperinsulinemic or insulin-resistant state. Statins are believed to have an anti-infective role. The claim is controversial and several studies is unknown. Hyperinsulinemic or insulin-resistant state is very common and is of explosive occurrence in India. Infective etiology may play a role in the causation of the state, and statins reduce the infective condition by its anti-infective role. The claim is controversial, and several studies also refute the findings. Further studies are needed in the Indian context to find out a conclusive result.